This is the Superhuman Channel, where we use oxygen for the power of good. The following paid program does not necessarily reflect the views or opinions of the staff and management of Tri-Scepter Productions or the Superhuman Channel. Tri-Scepter Productions and the Superhuman Channel are not responsible for any claims, warranties, or guarantees made during this program.
Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled.
From the studio gym where excuses never apply.
It's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Hey, welcome back to another episode of Superhuman Radio. Saying today is a great show is a real big understatement, and I'll tell you why. Because during the first hour, we'll be talking to the keeper of the flame of physical culture, Brooks Kubik. And during the second hour, we'll be talking to a great contributor to physical culture himself, Clarence Bass. And so this is really a great show today, and I want to get started right away with my good friend Brooks Kubik. How you doing, Brooks?
Yeah, I'm well, Carl. I'm well. How are you doing?
Fantastic. Okay, so I got to be honest, first of all. So last show you and I did where we were going to talk about overcoming obstacles.
Mm-hmm.
I was baffled by the story you told at the intro of the show.
Mm-hmm.
And in my head, I was going, no, Brooks, no, you should be telling me stories about how you overcame adversity, how you found a way to continue to wrestle. But instead, you told something insightful and quite prolific. You told a story. For those who missed it, let's just recap. We were talking about overcoming obstacles. And I got a lot of emails about this show, as well as a show that I did with Coach Wade Johnson, because we were talking about it seems that everybody has obstacles in their lives at any given time. Everybody.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
And you talked about how you were so devoted to wrestling as a young man. It was your life passion.
Yep.
And an injury set you back. And here I thought you were going to say, but I came back and I did this and I did that. And you said, and I had to close the door on wrestling. And I'm thinking, no, Brooks, no. That's not what I want to hear now, standing here with two torn hamstrings and surgery at that point in time in my future. I want to hear you tell me a story about how you came back to wrestling, but you didn't, right?
I remember using the phrase, that door closed, and there was a long pause, and it was from you. You were surprised.
I was like, no, that's not what I want to hear, Brooks. That's not what I want to hear.
Yeah, I mean, you didn't say that, but, you know, I was thinking that's what you were thinking, and then I said, but it was okay, because what I found is one door closes, and another opens, and that's what happens in life. That's sometimes the way you overcome adversity.
And I didn't want to hear that. I really didn't. That's not what I was looking for. And you noticed that I completely changed the topic, gently pushed us back to, no, but here's examples of how you overcome adversity, how you get past it, how you do the things they said you would never do again. But little did I realize how insightful that story really was. So fast forward to a show that I did with Coach Wade Johnson where I admitted that I was going to forego surgery because of a myriad of reasons, numerous reasons, and that I had to come to peace with the fact that I would never deadlift heavy again, and how I so identified with that strength capacity. I so identified with the ability to deadlift heavy. And it was so much of my being, and that I admitted on the air that for two nights in a row when I went to bed at night, I literally whimpered and cried like I had lost something so valuable, which I felt I did. And I thought, oh my God, Brooks really told a story that was more appropriate for me than not. And I gotta be honest with you. Reflecting on that conversation actually made me give myself permission to say, I'm closing this door. It doesn't devalue who I am. and other doors will open. I need to start looking at other doors now because I thought, well, Brooks did it, and look how far he's come.
Wow, I had no idea,
I decided not to get the surgery for a variety of reasons, which I won't belabor again, that I discussed during a interview with Coach Wade Johnson. And I became very emotional during the interview. It was clear that I was kind of holding back some of the emotion because I don't want to start wailing on the radio. And as a result of that, I've gotten emails from people who said that that interview made them emotional because of obstacles that they were facing in their lives. And how they felt that they commiserated with my feeling. And I thought, oh my God, like so many people are facing challenges that you just can't get over. You just can't go by sheer will. I will over. No, I mean, this is one that it's a keeper. You're going to keep this obstacle. Now you have to learn to live with it and live better with it, not live worse or less with it, but live better with it. And that is what Brooks talked about. I thought, oh my God, that's part of the, you know, we too often tell people, suck it up, push through it, you can do it. When reality is that if you're a critical thinker, there are going to be times in your life where you go, no, this is not something all the sucking up in the world is going to change. So what did you think? What did you do? When you came to the realization that you would never wrestle again, how did you truly close the door and start to see the other doors? What steps? Do you remember what steps you took? Do you remember? I mean, the denial phase, the anger phase, the woe is me phase. What did you do?
Well, you always go through, you know they've got, what is it, the 7 steps of grief?
Yeah.
You go through that process, and you know, different people go through the grief process at different speeds, and, you know, I suppose it depends on what you're facing in life and how old you are and, you know, how resilient you are at that particular point in time, whatever, okay? But at some point, in my own case, it's simply movement. It's going forward. It's doing something. It's throwing your energy into a new activity, a new endeavor, a new goal, whatever. That's what I have to deal with. The worst thing in life for me is to be just sitting there not doing anything. You know, not having enough to do because I like being busy. I like having goals. I like being active. And if I can't do that, then I get depressed. I don't feel like I'm doing anything, like I'm living up to my potential, like I'm accomplishing anything, and I get very frustrated. So what I do, if, you know, one part of my life comes to an end, as amateur wrestling came to an end, you know, relatively early at the end of my senior year in high school, you know, I focused on other things. I got very heavily involved in school. I told you I really focused on academics in college, and I found other physical activities, you know, training things that I could do, and I focused on that. You know, it's real simple. And, you know, a simple example, a classic simple example. If you break your ankle, does that mean you stop training? Well, you know, some people say, okay, I'm not going to do anything, and other people, I think, probably most people, and probably most people who are listening to this show, would have the response of, okay, I'm going to do upper body stuff. I'm going to do seated exercises, lying exercises. There's a lot of things I can do, and I'm going to keep doing them. And when my ankle is okay, then I'll go back to doing the stand on your feet stuff. Or you might have someone who breaks a wrist or breaks an arm or hurts the shoulder, and they say, okay, you know, what I'm going to do now is focus on lower body stuff. Got a letter from a reader a couple weeks ago, heart attack. Ugh. And so, you know, he's dealing with, okay, what am I going to do? It's the rehab work, it's getting my health back where I want it, it's, you know, it's a long journey back, But here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to focus on doing these things right now and moving forward. You know, that's a somewhat extreme example, but the point is there's always something you can do. You just need to find it, and you need to go forward with it. Do you know the Steve Stanko story?
No, I don't think I do. Well, okay, wait a minute. And I want you to be able to delve into this deeply. We're actually coming up to a break. Let's do this. Let's take a quick commercial break. And when we come back, we'll talk about the Steve Stanko story and more in this vein. We're talking with Brooks Kubik, keeper of the flame of physical culture. The website to learn more about Brooks, if you've never heard of him before, BrooksKubik, KUBIK.com. Stay tuned. We'll be right back with more Superhuman Radio.
This is one of those things I think it's going to be 30 years from now, and people are going to go, oh, damn, this didn't work out right.
He's serving up an all-you-can-eat buffet of brain food.
It's gotten worse for us who are overweight because we're now paying our fair share for things that we didn't have to before.
Get it while it's hot.
The fact that there's only 50% of the population is obese, that means the other 50% is doing something different.
You're listening to your daily dose of wisdom. Superhuman Radio with Carl Lenore.
People who want the best whey protein in the world turn to WhayNaturalUSA.com. WhayNaturalUSA produces the only whey protein from grass pasture-fed cows raised right here in the USA. You cannot get the same quality whey protein anywhere else, period. WhayNaturalUSA is cold-processed through the patented Chill-Rite process, so all the undenatured fractions of whey stay intact. Just pure grass pasture-fed whey in all its natural glory. Go to WhayNaturalUSA.com today and find out what you've been missing. WhayNaturalUSA. If you want to outlast, outmuscle, and outperform your competition with a high-powered, stimulant-free carbohydrate source that has zero sugars, you want Carbolin. Carbolin is the original high-performance fuel that will allow you to load your muscles with glycogen in minutes instead of hours. As a pre-, intra-, and post-training supplement, it will give you a hardness and fullness to your muscles like you've never felt before. As an endurance supplement, Carbolin has been proven to increase VO2 max by 2.8%. If you want fast absorption and sustained energy without bloating or cramping, get Carbolin. Go to AAEFX.com today.
Just like Carl Lenore, jumpstart your day with a liquid shot of high-dose vitamin C. Everyone is searching for that magic formula to look better and feel better. We don't claim to have a magic formula, but we do know that more than 1 million people take a shot of our high-dose vitamin C supplement every day. They're rewarding their body with an important nutrient and antioxidant that is sugar-free, gluten-free, and dairy-free. All of these benefits and no side effects. Unlike pills and powders, this high-tech bullet delivers vitamin C directly into your cells. Try Live-On Labs Vitamin C with a 100% money-back guarantee. Save $10 when you order now. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com or call 1-866-790-2107. That's 1-866-790-2107. And mention code SHRC to save $10 off each carton. Carl sees the benefits. So will you.
At Superior Hardcore Peptides, we pride ourselves on accurately dosed, high-quality peptides and research chemicals made in the USA. With all the options out there, we dedicated ourselves to providing the best service and the best products for your research. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com today and use the discount code SHR and get 20% off our already competitive prices. If you're going to do research, do it with the best Superior Hardcore Peptides. Performance counts, especially in the bedroom. Age Force introduces the Ready Now Sexual Performance Patch. Feel 8 hours of increased performance within minutes of putting on the Ready Now Patch. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Ready Now banner ad and save 50% off your first order. The best fat loss patch just got better. Now the Age Force Fat Burner Patch includes Garcinia Cambogia. Lose body fat even faster. Try it free for 30 days. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Age Force Fat Burner banner ad today. What else do you have to lose except unwanted body fat?
Build muscle, burn fat. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. Okay. So we're talking with Brooks Kubik this hour. Later in the show, we're going to be talking with Clarence Bass, which, by the way, towards the end of this interview, I'm going to have Brooks talk about Clarence as well. Okay, so you wanted to tell the story about, who was it again?
Steve Stanko.
Steve Stanko. Who was he?
Well, Steve Stanko is in, you know, in my opinion, the Steve Stanko story is one of the great stories true stories in physical culture. And it's a story of adversity and overcoming adversity, and it's a story about great success and great despair. And Steve Stanko was a young man, grew up in New Jersey, lived in the same hometown as John Grimmick. He was younger than Grimmick, but, you know, he saw Grimmick in the neighborhood. Their families knew each other. There's a wonderful story Grimmick tells about how the guys were hanging out on a street corner or a front porch one night, and Stanko's dad comes home, and he's had a little bit to drink at the corner saloon. And somehow on the way home, he encountered a telephone pole that he possibly walked into and pulled it out of the ground and carried it home because he thought it would be good firewood. And when he comes up to the front porch with the telephone pole, the boys immediately realize that dad's going to get arrested and go to jail for stealing a telephone pole. And they hustle him inside, put him to bed, and as Grimmick put it, the pole quickly and mysteriously disappeared forever. But Stanko was a champion football player in high school. He was an absolute phenom. He was a running back. Once punted a football, I forget if it was 70, 80 yards. There's some incredible distance that people talked about for years. Got into weightlifting in large part because he knew John Grimmick and he wanted to be like John Grimmick. And he went from being 140, 150 pounds to 220 pounds of really solid muscle. He did it by weightlifting training. He was doing Olympic weightlifting. And before you knew it, within just a couple of years training, he was the senior national champion of the United States in the heavyweight class.
Wow.
He entered the world championships, and he finished second to the defending Olympic gold medal winner. But he beat him in the snatch, and he beat him in the clean and jerk. And, I mean, he was headed, next world championships, it's going to be his. Next Olympics, gold medal is going to be his. He never got a chance because World War II came around. And they didn't have a world championship, and they didn't have an Olympic championship in 1940. But Stanko kept lifting. He kept winning the U.S. National Championship every year. He was the strongest man in the world. He could lift more weight overhead than any other human being on the face of the earth. He was the first man in history to total 1,000 or more pounds in what was then the three Olympic lifts, the clean and press, the snatch, and the clean and jerk. And he was the very first man to break that 1,000-pound barrier. That was like being the first man to break 4 minutes in the mile. It was like being the first man to hit 60 home runs in one season. It was like being the first man to climb Mount Everest.
Well, let's face it.
It was incredible.
Let's face it. All of these things you just said means he was the first man that believed he could do it. Because once somebody breaks that plateau, we've talked about the phenomenon that everybody else follows, and they just keep raising the bar. So he was the first person that believed that he could do it as well.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, it's an incredible thing to break one of those bars, to do one of those incredible things, and to be the first person who ever did it. Well, so he was the man who set the first 1,000-pound total. But his leg was hurting him when he was training for that. And his leg was hurting when he was lifting. On the day that he set the total, his leg hurt. And his leg kept hurting and kept hurting more and more, and his lifting just plummeted. And the next thing you know, instead of winning the U.S. Senior Nationals, he places third and he gets beat pretty badly. And he never lifts again, goes to the doctor, and he's diagnosed with what they called back then phlebitis.
Oh, yeah.
Which is basically a problem with the veins in the legs,
right.
Blood clots, and it can be incredibly painful and debilitating and actually life-threatening. They thought he was going to die. Bob Hoffman, the head of the York Barbell Company and the coach of the York Barbell Club, Hoffman paid to have him go, to have Stanko go to doctor after doctor, specialist after specialist. No one could figure out what to do for him. And John Grimmick, his best friend, John Grimmick would drive him to these doctors, and one doctor pulled Grimmick aside and said to him privately, "I hate to tell you this, but your friend's not going to live. He's going to die. He'll be dead in a year or two." As Stanko went from 220, 225 pounds of muscle down to about 170 pounds, he spent an entire summer in York, Pennsylvania, lying in his bed in a YMCA or boarding house that he lived in, just lying in his room. No air conditioning, no television, no nothing. Just lying there, getting smaller and smaller by the day, and thinking about who knows what. And as Bob Hoffman said when he wrote about this, he said, "By the way, this was one of the hottest summers in memory."
Mm-hmm.
And just sitting there, sweating, and literally melting away. And everybody thought, number one, even if he lived, Stanko was over with everything. But Stanko saw that maybe there was another door. And John Grimmick actually helped him, because at this point in time, John Grimmick, his best friend, 10 years older, two-time Mr. America, Grimmick said, "Why don't you come back to the gym?" And Stanko said, "I don't want to go back to the gym." And, you know, you can think, going from 220, 225 down to 170, strongest man in the world, down to a guy who can't stand on his own feet without a cane, he doesn't want to go back to the gym.
Right.
But they kind of bullied him into, talked him into, "Come on back, you know, just, you know, help me out. I'll do a workout with you." And they sat him down on a bench, said, "Sit there. Here, take this. What do you want me to do? 20-pound dumbbells, Steve. Do some curls." "No, I don't want to do curls." "Do them." And they made him start doing curls, seated presses, every bench exercise you can think of. Bench presses, flies, windmills, whatever, pullovers, light weights, high reps, and Stanko hated it. Because he wanted to go back to the Olympic lifting. He wanted to do the real heavy stuff. He wanted to lift 400 pounds over his head. Grimmick said, "No, just keep doing this." And Grimmick actually would sit there with him and do the same exercises just to keep him company. So Stanko, sort of against his own desires, you know, in a not very serious way and in a not really wanting to do it way, started what we would now call bodybuilding.
Mm-hmm.
So he goes from Olympic lifting, where he's the best in the world, the best in history, to bodybuilding, and he hates it, but he starts doing it, and Grimmick starts him doing it and makes him do it, and next thing you know, even without being able to train his legs and lower body, he starts regaining muscle size. And eventually he gets to the point where he's doing those curls, he's doing curls and presses, which are combination exercise, one of his favorite exercises with dumbbells. He's handling like 70-pound dumbbells, 80-pound dumbbells. He and Grimmick even work up to 100-pounders.
Wow.
He's not doing squats anymore, can't do squats. Not doing those Olympic lifts, can't do them. But he finds that he's able to regain a lot of strength and a tremendous amount of that lost muscle mass. And the next thing you know is Grimmick says to him, "Now I'm going to teach you to pose." And he teaches him to pose, and then he talks him into entering the Junior Mr. America contest, and Stanko wins in 1944. He goes on to win the Senior Mr. America contest, same year, 1944. 1947, right after the war's over, they have the first Mr. Universe contest in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. Stanko enters, Grimmick doesn't, probably because he wants to make sure that his friend has a chance, because nobody could beat Grimmick at that point in time.
Right.
Stanko enters, there's a host of former Mr. America winners in the contest, top physique guys. Stanko wins the Mr. Universe in 1947. So he becomes one of only two men in history, the other being John Grimmick, to win the heavyweight championship in Olympic weightlifting in the United States, the Mr. America title, which Grimmick won twice, and the Mr. Universe title, which Grimmick won in 1948 in London, England. So, you know, Stanko was someone who was absolutely at the top of the world, came crashing down, had to try something completely different that he didn't even want to try, but he tried, and guess what? He reached the top of the world in that.
Wow.
And, you know, as I said, he became one of only two men who's done that hat trick. Olympic weightlifting champion, Mr. America, Mr. Universe. No one else has ever done that, no one other than Grimmick. No one else is ever going to do that because the sports are so specialized now.
Right, right.
You know, but that's what Stanko did. And to my mind, that's one of the most inspiring stories because it's not...
Brooks, did I lose you?
Huh?
Oh, there you go. I heard you say it's not. That's the last thing you said, and then you dropped out.
Sorry about that. It's not your typical rags-to-riches story or overcoming adversity story, which is you start from nothing and you have great results. You know, it's not the 97-pound weakling who becomes the big, strong guy. It's the guy who starts small, who has tremendous success, and then has a complete crash back to nothing and has to come back. And it's that coming back that is actually the hardest thing.
Yeah. And part of the reason it's hard to come back is because you find it hard to let go of where you were comfortable. I mean, I trained legs for the first time this week.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So it's over a month now since I injured myself.
Right.
I was actually afraid to train legs. I was actually going to push it back another week, and I thought, no, I'm just going to go in there and see what I can do.
Mm-hmm.
I started out with leg presses and, you know, sensibly, stayed within 60% of my working, weight, loads with everything I did. But I did leg extensions, I did power squats, and I didn't do anything directly for my hamstrings yet because I figured I'm just going to keep my hamstrings limber and have them as accessories right now before I do any direct ham. But I got to tell you, I was really shocked. I was shocked. And I thought to myself, if this is all I could do from now on, this is still significant amount of weight and I could be happy here.
Mm-hmm.
And that allowed me to let go. Won't be able to deadlift. Maybe I tell you what, maybe I'll embrace the trap bar deadlift, which I won't really, be so exclusively dependent on hamstring strength.
Right.
Because of the kinesiology involved.
Mm-hmm.
But the bottom line was, once I let go with what I felt that I didn't have any longer, I was able to use my hands to grab on to things that I do have in front of me. And that's the key. You can't grab that new doorknob if you won't let go of the old one. You can't grab onto something new if you're still holding onto something old. You've got to free up your grip. And by grip, I'm talking metaphorically, by your mental grip. So I made peace with the fact that I will not be able to do those kind of deadlifts very, very heavy any longer. But there are so many other things that I can still do. And I'm just going to become better at those. But you have to let go first. That's my point. You have to be willing to let go of what it is you feel like you don't have any longer in order to grab on to something that you can have.
Yeah, that's absolutely true. And you really need to, have you ever heard of the story of the little boy with the blanket and, you know, he just keeps dragging the blanket around and finally
Hold on.
Go ahead.
Wait, let's take a break. This is good radio. We'll keep people intrigued when we come back.
Intrigued.
You want to stay intrigued for the little boy with the blanket. We're talking with Brooks Kubik. His website is BrooksKubik, KUBIK.com. I was just talking about Brooks yesterday to a group. And explained that Brooks is the most unique individual in the world of physical culture for a couple reasons. Number one, because he's one of the few people that can recite and reiterate the things of yesteryear. Number two, because he is committed to the dinosaur training platform, which has shown so many people how to get strong. But more importantly, to my knowledge, and I stand to be corrected, Brooks Kubik is the only person that writes fictional novels wrapped around physical culture. I don't think anybody else does that out there. And if for no other reason but that, you should buy one of his books. I have them here. There are some great ones. Go to brookskubik.com today and check out fictional novels that wrap around the world of physical culture. You will not find this anywhere. Buy one for your nephew, your son, your friend's son. This is good literature about good things with high moral value. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
He's keeping tabs on government health agencies.
It's called the Environmental Protection Agency.
Carl Lenore.
Where is the protection? Where is the protection?
Superhuman Radio.
A special offer from Rob Regish for Blueprint Power Hour listeners. Purchase 1 year of the Blueprint Bulletin and get the Blueprint 3.0 ebook for free. The first 100 subscribers will receive the Superhuman University Add 1 Inch to Your Upper Arms course and another surprise bonus when you order. Go to the BlueprintBulletin.com today or click the Blueprint banner ad on superhumanradio.com and get on the road to Gainesville in the fast lane. Are you still putting toxic toothpastes in your mouth? Still brushing with sodium lauryl sulfate, which is related to canker sores and gum recession? You've heard a lot of people in the Superhuman Nation talk about how much they love Aura MD. Carl and Elisa won't brush with anything else. Now get a free bottle of Aura MD and see what all the excitement's about. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Aura MD banner ad today. You cover shipping and we'll give you a free bottle for first-time customers only. What are you waiting for? The best toothpaste alternative is just a click away.
Get a free jug of BCAA Extended Performance. That's a $26 freebie when you buy Muscle Gauge Nutrition's Intense, the safest, most effective pre-workout alternative to DMAA. Intense is designed to quickly boost focused energy in a great-tasting formula free of aspartame or ACE-K. Only half the caffeine of top-selling concentrated pre-workout formulas on the market. Intense delivers unparalleled mental focus and energy to power your workouts. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Intense banner ad and use coupon code Super. That's S-U-P-E-R.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not, go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
Research on how colostrum improves athletic performance, muscle growth, health, and vitality is undeniable. But finding a reliable source of colostrum is difficult. Now the Superhuman Nation has Immunodynamics. For over 30 years, Immunodynamics has been regarded as both the standard and the source for consistently providing only first 6-hour colostrum, painstakingly processed by continually refined methods to provide the highest biological activity in the world. For a limited time, when you buy Percoba Extra Edge Colostrum Powder, you'll get a bottle of colostrum lozenges and a Fit and Fresh portable drink mixer free. Use coupon code SHR at checkout. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Immunodynamics banner ad today.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at Wise Choice Medicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. WiseChoiceMedicine.net. CanSee Eye Drops. The name says it all.
Listen strong. It's Superhuman Radio.
Rihanna. Good girl going bad.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. So Brooks was just about to tell us about a character from the Charlie Brown series who drags his blankie behind him. Isn't that Linus or somebody like that?
Well, that's Linus, yeah. And, you know, he's a cartoon character because it's a common story. But, you know, the little boy with the blanket is not just a cartoon character. I mean, it's something that happens in real life. And, there are actually some parents who, you know, the little boy is of a certain age where it's like you can't drag your blanket around with you anymore. You know, it's like you got to close the door on that one. And, you know, so they take the blanket away and hide it, and the little boy cries and, you know, and eventually finds it. And, you know, so that doesn't work. And what some parents actually do is some kind of little ritual thing where, you know, they dig a hole in the backyard and they bury the blanket
right.
or something, you know, with the little boy there, and, you know, he gets to wave goodbye, and they tell him, you know, now you're a big boy, and, you know, they turn it into like a little ritual or a rite of passage.
Right.
It sounds totally silly, but, you know, it's an example of it, when one door closes, you know, you say goodbye, you mourn the loss, but you have to do something to say, okay, it is now over, done, behind me. I'm turning, I'm looking forward, and I'm not going to waste time and energy and emotion looking back. I'm going to focus on what I have, I'm going to focus on what I can do, and I'm going to push forward getting that. You know, ask me who the strongest guy is that has sent me an email, card, note, letter, or a photo, or a, you know, look at me lift on YouTube, any of that that I've seen in the last couple of years.
Okay, who is it?
Okay, and remember this, I get like thousands of email and snail mail reports, updates, letters, cards, notes from people.
Right.
And, you know, people that read my stuff include people who are, you know, local champions in sports or in lifting, national champions, you know, a couple world champions.
Right.
So there are a lot of strong people out there. Strongest may be, there are a couple of guys with really severe health problems who basically should just be living in a nursing home. They're still training.
Right.
There are a couple of guys in the last year or two who have lost a wife that they were married to for 30 or 40 years. And they're still training because the training is what keeps them going.
Right.
What gives them some way to keep on going. Couple of guys who have had absolutely catastrophic accidents, car wrecks, crushed under machinery. You know, one guy literally every major organ crushed, every bone or joint broken or damaged one way or another. 27, 37 surgeries later, still, well, not still training, but back to training and doing everything he can to live a normal life. Car accidents, car wrecks, and guys with just devastating, devastating, terrible things, and they're back to it. But I think the strongest is a guy whose top press is, it's either 180 or 185 seated press. Sent me a photo of it because he wanted me to see it. And that may not sound like very much, 180, 185 pounds, but he was doing it in a wheelchair.
Wow.
Because he's crippled from the waist down. And it's a man who used to be elite world class and was riding a bicycle in a triathlon, got hit by a car. Out of nowhere, he goes from elite world class to he's in a wheelchair for the rest of his life. But instead of giving up, he started training again, and as I said, he sent me a photo. He's doing a seated press. Oh, by the way, it was with a thick-handled bar, big old monster bar, and he's pressing it 180 pounds in his chair. Now, I think he qualifies probably as probably the strongest person that I've encountered in quite a long time. And I'm not talking just about physical strength.
Right.
But I'm talking about mental and emotional strength, strength of heart, strength of spirit, strength of character. And he's still going. And, you know, he's one of many. I mean, we could do a whole show. You wouldn't have to say a word, and we wouldn't even have any commercials. I just talk for 60 minutes sharing stories like this. You know, but to my mind, those stories illustrate the very best of physical culture. And they illustrate what physical culture can do for people. You know, there's a great aspect of physical culture when you're young and you're healthy and you're making great gains and you're on the top of the world, and that's wonderful. And I mean, if you've ever been there, good Lord, that probably is going to be among the, you know, the best time of your entire life. But there may be another time when you're fighting back from injury, illness, disease, you know, some kind of, you know, really bad personal problems, loss of a loved one, bad divorce, breakup, loss of a job, bankruptcy, you know, all these things that, you know, you don't like to talk about, you don't like to think about, but, you know, in the real world, they do happen. And if you can use physical culture in whatever form, you don't have to be a world champion, you don't have to be a national champion, you don't have to be Mr. This or Mr. That, you just have to train, and you have to put your heart and soul, everything you can put into your training, you have to put into it. And you have to use that training and let it start to pull you forward into a better and brighter future. And you have to trust the process and not really think about it and not worry about it. You just have to say, if I train, if I make myself train, the training is going to work. Don't know exactly how it's going to work. Don't know exactly what's going to happen. But it's going to work. It's going to happen. It's going to make me a better person. And that's why I'm going to do it. And not put any time limit on it. Not put any restrictions on it. Not say, this is the result that I demand of the world. Just train and let the training do its magic.
Right. You know what this, I mean, I'm thinking about so many things while you're talking about this.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes overcoming an obstacle means the obstacle goes with you and you overcome it. It tries to set you back, but you don't allow it to set you back. Sometimes the path leads you to an impasse, and see this as an opportunity for you to get off the path and create a trail that other people can follow. If you're facing an obstacle that people have told you in the past you won't be able to overcome, no one has overcome it, then see that as an opportunity to create a new path that other people can follow when they come to that impasse. But the bottom line is, and here's really what the bottom line is, you don't let whatever life is put in your way stop you from living your life. You find ways to continue to thrive and live around it. Did we lose you, Brooks? I thought that's what happened. Okay, here's what we're going to do. We have to take a break anyway. We had a bad phone line there with Brooks. We're going to get a better phone line when we come back. Stay tuned. You're listening to Superhuman Radio. We'll be right back.
I want to live longer. I want to be stronger. I want to be healthier. And I want everybody to come along.
Calling out the daytime television quacks.
I want to see Dr. Oz do those things in the gym. He's out there telling people how to be stronger, be healthier, look better, live longer. Let's see him put himself to the test. Let's see any of these people do the things that we do in this audience here.
Motivating the people.
We are the true superhuman.
You're listening to Superhuman Radio.
If you're taking more than one nutritional supplement, stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food you can buy. Even Olympic athletes have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com. You take just one nutritional supplement to help the brain with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity. It is safe with no contraindications. Learn more at BioAge.com or call 877-288-9116. Mention Superhuman Radio and get a 10% discount. You can also go to superhumanradio.com and click the BioAge page banner ad. Enter promo code SHR for a discount. Performance counts, especially in the bedroom. AgeForce introduces the Ready Now Sexual Performance Patch. Feel 8 hours of increased performance within minutes of putting on the Ready Now Patch. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Ready Now banner ad and save 50% off your first order. Extreme Formulations is the only company with a dairy protein product with a disclosed 50% whey to 50% micellar casein ratio. It's Ultra Peptide 2.0. It comes in 9 amazing flavors, including the newest lemon pie and butterscotch. Get free shipping on any order size inside the USA. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Ultra Peptide 2.0 banner ad now. Canadian listeners can also get free shipping on 2 or more jugs of Ultra Peptide 2.0. Don't wait too long because this special won't last. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the banner ad today.
I usually avoid protein bars because they're generally just candy in disguise. But that's all changed now. With Quest protein bars, we can enjoy dessert again without the guilt. With 20 grams of whey isolate protein, tons of prebiotic fiber, no sugar added, and only 2 to 6 grams of active carbohydrates per bar, Quest bars will keep you full and lean. I've never endorsed a protein bar before because I simply didn't trust them. That's all changed with the Quest bar. Not just because of what's in them, but more so for what's not. Go to superhumanradio.com today and click the Quest protein bar banner ad. Start enjoying dessert again.
Orbit Nutrition carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutritional supplements, performance enhancers, and nutraceuticals on the planet. And now, Superhuman Radio listeners get an additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR5. That's SHR and the number 5. Choose from products like Quest Protein Bars, iForce Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more. Check out Orbit's daily deals for special insane blowout prices. Log on to the Orbit Nutrition Forum and get feedback about the products you're shopping for and get an additional 5% off using the coupon code SHR5. Orbit Nutrition. Fast, reliable, competitive, international. Why shop anywhere else?
Are you still putting toxic toothpastes in your mouth? Still brushing with sodium lauryl sulfate, which is related to canker sores and gum recession? You've heard a lot of people in the Superhuman Nation talk about how much they love Aura MD. Carl and Elisa won't brush with anything else. Now get a free bottle of Aura MD and see what all the excitement's about. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Aura MD banner ad today. You cover shipping and we'll give you a free bottle for first-time customers only. What are you waiting for? The best toothpaste alternative is just a click away.
Jumping higher, lifting more. It's Superhuman Radio.
We had a problem with the phone line earlier. You probably heard some of the clipping in Brooke's discussion. I should have been proactive and just hung up during a break and got him back on the line, but he's on the line now. So, Brooks, I want to talk about something else for a second.
Sure.
Clarence Bass, what do you think of him?
Oh, Clarence is one of the best of the best. He is a really good guy, solid gold, and I've read all his books. They are awesome. He is an example. It's interesting that
right. We're talking about this right now. Right. Exactly.
Yeah. It's really interesting because, you know, a lot of people don't know Clarence's story, but he started out as a very, very accomplished high school athlete. And the reason he was so successful was because, he knew about weightlifting, you know, back in the day before anyone else did. And even though he's not a big man and was never a huge man, he was stronger than any other kid around. And I believe when he was a teenager, if memory serves me correct, I believe he won the teenage nationals. He was a teenager clean and jerking 300 pounds at a body weight of
wow.
Probably 165, really phenomenal, and set his sights on being an Olympic gold medal winner or world weightlifting champion. And a friend of his, I believe a current or a former Mr. America winner, or someone who went on to win the Mr. America, the AAU Mr. America, said to him something like, "Well, okay, but remember, you're no Szymanski."
Who was Szymanski?
Well, Szymanski was a 4-time medal winner in the Olympics in weightlifting. A gold medal winner, won, I believe, he won gold, silver, and two bronze medals. Well, you know, it's four medals in four different Olympics, and actually he missed an Olympic Games in between because of back surgery. So that's a pretty phenomenal run. He was one of the greatest of the greats in Olympic weightlifting. And at that point in time, he was the star of American weightlifting. And so this comment, you know, Szymanski, you know, was a way of saying, you're really good, you're really strong, you're really impressive, but you may have to rethink that going on to win the Olympic gold medal because you may just not be able to get there. So Clarence, at some point in his life, although he always continued working out and lifting, you know, he did what I did. He went the academic route.
He became an attorney. He's an attorney. He was an attorney.
Yeah, well, he went to college. He did really well. He went to law school and became an attorney and worked as a practicing attorney for many years, always kept on lifting. And at one point in time, he made the decision, I am going to switch from being a smooth-looking 180, 185-pound weightlifter to being a bodybuilder, and I want to do it in a way where I'm as lean and hard and muscular as I can be. So he moves from weightlifting to bodybuilding, follows a high-intensity style, basically one-set-to-failure bodybuilding program, coupled with the diet that he outlines in his first book, Ripped, and in the other books in the Ripped series, does tons and tons of cardio, and all of a sudden that soft-looking, you know, heavy, bulky, strong as a horse, but definitely not lean and muscular, 185-pounder, weighs in 20 or 30 pounds lighter, and he is just cut to ribbons like you can't imagine. You know, you go to his website, the Ripped website, and, you know, take a look at the photos. My God, just incredible. And Clarence went on to win the Masters Mr. America, the over 40 Mr. America. And, you know, just an incredible story, changing from one activity that he loved to something else that he either loved or learned to love and just became, you know, incredible at it, wrote about it, and, you know, it's now so many years later, and he's not working as an attorney anymore. He refers to himself as a reformed attorney, and there was a period where I was not doing any legal work. I was just concentrating on the dinosaur business and writing books, and Clarence used to kid me by saying that we were both reformed attorneys. I think he even wrote on his website, you know, my friend and fellow reformed attorney, Brooks Kubik, is, you know, has written another book and so on. But Clarence is a great man. He's a tremendous link to the Iron Game past because he's a bit older than I am. And he knows so many people, met so many people, and, you know, he's lived there, been there, sharp as can be, has done a tremendous amount of research and writing. You know, his website is about 50 books worth of material, and his books are great, and they're quite inspiring. And the latest step in the journey, and this may be what you're going to be covering with him, is his new book. He's got his new book out, and he's had his own health-related challenges that he's had to overcome.
And the book is called Take Charge, Fitness at the Edge of Science, and we're going to talk to him about it at the top of the hour. But you're exactly right, and the guy is obviously, I'm not sure how old Clarence is, and we'll ask him on the air, but his physique is still admirable, and his level of leanness continues to be admirable.
His body fat percentage is just as low as can be.
I'm betting he's 2% right now, at least from these pictures I see in the book.
Yeah, you can ask him that, and it's interesting. He follows a relatively high carb diet. He's not low carb. Lots of protein, relatively low fat, low calorie, watches the calories, and relatively high carb. Does a ton of really impressive cardio work. I mean, he's been tested at the Cooper Center a bunch of times, and you know, he just blows them away. I mean, in terms of age group, he's incredibly fit. Really good man. He actually, you know, my book on John Davis, Black Iron.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, John Davis. Clarence is from Albuquerque, New Mexico. And John Davis, at the end of his life, was living in Albuquerque and actually died in a nursing home in Albuquerque. And Clarence, I'm not telling stories out of school, but Clarence knew that he was there, considered going to see him at the nursing home. And this was when Davis, who had like five kinds of cancer at the end of his life, he was a pack and a half a day cigarette smoker. And he goes from being 220, 230 pounds of strongest man in the world, two-time Olympic gold medal winner in weightlifting, to about 110 pounds at the end of his life, dying of cancer, multiple forms of cancer in his early 60s. Just tragic. There's a photo of him at the end of his life, and it's just horrible. And Clarence considered going to see him and just didn't know if that was the right thing to do, because he didn't know if he even wanted to have any visitors, particularly someone who would have known him.
Oh, Brooks, we lost you again. I can't believe this. Brooks, are you there? I don't understand what's going on with the phones. But you know what? We're going to have to ask Clarence Bass to finish up on this story, unfortunately, because we've lost Brooks again, and I don't know what's going on. Here's what we're going to do. We're going to take a quick commercial break, and when we come back, we will be joined by Clarence Bass. Stay tuned. You're listening to Superhuman Radio. We'll be right back.
He's exposing the man behind the curtain in the organic discussion.
Whole Foods is getting prepared for this onslaught of new customers by finding ways to fool them into buying things that aren't organic, thinking that they are, which is the way they led into the industry. Back in the day when people remember Whole Foods, there were people that are going in there and going, oh, well, this is all organic. I bought it at Whole Foods. And, oh, no. They do sell conventional stuff there. They do? Yeah.
Exposing the myths in our grocery stores.
And then Whole Foods started labeling it more clearly what was organic and what was conventional. But there was a whole period of time where people were buying what they thought was organic when it wasn't. And they were charging more. Whole Foods prices was a conventionally grown produce, similar price to what other stores were selling organic, and that made it even more confusing for the consumer. They thought, well, how could it be? I just paid $3.45 for a pound of apples. That's what that store sells organic. You're telling me I bought conventional apples? Yep, you did.
Carl Lenore on Superhuman Radio.
If you're taking more than one nutritional supplement, stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food you can buy. Even Olympic athletes have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com. You take just one nutritional supplement to help the brain with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity. It is safe with no contraindications. Learn more at BioAge.com or call 877-288-9116. Mention Superhuman Radio and get a 10% discount. You can also go to SuperhumanRadio.com and click the Bio Age banner ad. Enter promo code SHR for a discount.
Just like Carl Lenore, jumpstart your day with a liquid shot of high-dose vitamin C. Everyone is searching for that magic formula to look better and feel better. We don't claim to have a magic formula, but we do know that more than 1 million people take a shot of our high-dose vitamin C supplement every day. They're rewarding their body with an important nutrient and antioxidant that is sugar-free, gluten-free, and dairy-free. All of these benefits and no side effects. Unlike pills and powders, this high-tech bullet delivers vitamin C directly into your cells. Try Live-On Labs Vitamin C with a 100% money-back guarantee. Save $10 when you order now. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com or call 1-866-790-2107. That's 1-866-790-2107. And mention code SHRC to save $10 off each carton. Carl sees the benefits. So will you.
Extreme Formulations is the only company with a dairy protein product with a disclosed 50% whey to 50% micellar casein ratio. It's Ultra Peptide 2.0. It comes in 9 amazing flavors, including the newest lemon pie and butterscotch. Get free shipping on any order size inside the USA. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Ultra Peptide 2.0 banner ad now. Canadian listeners can also get free shipping on 2 or more jugs of Ultra Peptide 2.0. Don't wait too long because this special won't last. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the banner ad today. The best fat loss patch just got better. Now the Age Force Fat Burner Patch includes Garcinia Cambogia. Lose body fat even faster. Try it free for 30 days. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Age Force Fat Burner banner ad today. What else do you have to lose except unwanted body fat?
Iron Mag Labs is the leading supplement company offering the most hardcore pro-anabolic supplements. Visit ironmaglabs.com and check out our top-selling products. Asta RX, Halo Extreme, Sinustain RX, E-Control RX, Decadrol Max, Ultramale RX. Iron Mag Labs makes supplements that actually work. No hype, no BS, just real results. There's a reason you keep hearing about Iron Mag Labs. Come see what you're missing. Visit Iron Mag Labs at ironmaglabs.com for the most hardcore bodybuilding supplements.
Move over, superheroes. This is the Superhuman Channel.
Welcome back. We are privileged to be joined by a true superhuman himself. A man that I've known about since my journey started some 15 years ago. And that is Clarence Bass. How you doing, Clarence?
I'm doing just fine. What could be better to be than on be on Superhuman Radio?
Yeah, there you go, right? And really, I have to say that I read your, I guess, I don't know if it was your first book, Ripped.
Yes.
And what a contribution that book was to the general misunderstandings of nutrition and how to get yourself into that kind of conditioning. You really have a talent when it comes to reaching peak condition. As you know, we had, and I didn't realize that Brooks was a friend of yours. We had Brooks Kubik on the show who kind of told a story about how you got started, how you were such a fantastic athlete when you were young and so strong pound for pound. And would you like to talk about that, where you started?
Well, actually, I started with my dad's barbell when I was in the fifth grade. He brought the barbell home for himself, and it turned out that he didn't use it much, but I used it and got wonderful results, and we just was motivated by that. It kind of showed me that I could change my life, and I've been following the same path ever since. My dad, of course, was a superhuman athlete himself. When he was in high school, he was a track star. It was a little town up in northeastern New Mexico called Cimarron. And he was the whole track team, all by himself. And he went down to the state track meet and on points, took third place in the state track meet all by himself. I had heard that story for years, but they celebrated the 100th anniversary of the track meet in New Mexico. And a historian called me and actually found the newspaper clippings documenting that. So it's wonderful to know that the story was true. And of course, he was always my motivation.
Now, you really hit your stride in the area of physical culture, really after 40. Isn't that true?
Well, I started out as an Olympic lifter and was a pretty good Olympic lifter and won the state championship, city championship, placed as high as second on the national level a couple of times. But when I got nearing 40, I could see that I wasn't going to get much better as an Olympic lifter, so I turned to bodybuilding, and that's where you picked me up.
Yes.
That first book, that kind of made me known everywhere. Amazingly, that book is about to go into its 12th printing and still sells pretty well.
Has it been translated into any other languages? I'm just curious.
No, not as far as I know.
I see an opportunity for us to take some other countries by storm, but that's another story. Okay,
all
so
four. Let's do it.
So, I mean, and at that point in time, your skills in nutrition, which we're going to talk a little bit about briefly here as well, really made you a go-to guy for conditioning, because correct me if I'm wrong, but you got into the 1% and 2% body fat levels with your nutritional protocol, right?
Yes, that's what really kind of started my journey in the fitness profession. I had been a lawyer up to that time and continued practicing law until 1994. But I got a call from Loveless Medical Center in Albuquerque. At the time, they were doing some of the research for the original astronauts, and they were testing various athletes to try to determine what would be the best way to condition the astronauts for weightlessness in space. And somebody told them that I was somebody that did mainly weight training, and they had me up there.
Wow.
And in the course of all of this, they tested my VO2 max. And, you know, weightlifters are not supposed to have a very good VO2 max, and it turned out that mine was pretty good. And this led to them weighing me underwater, and they came up with this 2.4% body fat. At the time, I didn't really know what that meant, but they explained to me that that was quite outstanding, that the normal guy my age was, I was 39, was about 25%, and that well-conditioned marathon runners are 6%, so 2.4 told me I really had something, and I started delving in and studying more about the nutrition, and I've never stopped.
Now, Brooks mentioned something, and I apologize for referring back to him, but he gave me an insight into something that I wasn't clear on as well, and I think the audience would appreciate hearing about this, because so many people feel that there's just one way to skin a cat. You're able to reach that kind of conditioning, and you are not carb phobic at all, right?
Well, that's what I told about in that first book that I tried. That I tried the low carb diet because that's what all of the top physique guys were doing at the time, and it just made me feel awful. I tell in the book about Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde,
right,
about, you know, right up to preparing for the contest and just getting kind of blowing my mind and going out and eating a nectarine, and it just changed just immediately. I was renewed,
mm-hmm,
and that told me that I was on the wrong track, and ever since I've been on more of a balanced whole food diet and
right,
never cutting back on the carbs, and I document that, and I support everything I said in RIPT with these body composition tests from this prestigious institution, the Loveless Medical Center. So I think that's part of what made the book have such a punch.
Can I ask how old you are now, Clarence?
I'll be 74 next month, or 74 later this month, I guess. Sorry, 76.
76. You're getting younger. I see. You're going backwards now. Once you get to one end, then you start heading back to the other end. I follow it.
That'd be a good idea.
Okay, so in your 70s now, this picture on the book that we're going to talk about now, Take Charge, Fitness at the Edge of Science, when was this picture taken?
Right before my 75th birthday.
Wow, you've got forearms like Popeye the Sailor Man. Really.
Got some even better photos than that. They had a conference at the University of Texas here just in September, and had a lot of people, professors from all over, discussing chapters in this book. And they presented me with a blow-up of another photo taken in the same photo shoot. It's a little better that we put this photo on the cover because we thought it wouldn't turn people off just standing there. It's not so much of a physique photo, but
right,
this was more of a physique photo that they had blown up, and I'm really proud of it.
Have you ever bounced around weight-wise, or have you always stayed fairly lean like this? I mean, even the picture on the back of the book, where you're standing in a set of posing trunks with your hands by your side.
Right.
My gosh, the separation in the muscles all the way up through the hip muscles is just so viewable and visible. It's startling. I mean, you are so lean even today. Did you ever bounce around? Did you ever put on a little body fat here and there?
Well, I think the reason why I've been so successful at keeping my body fat down and staying lean is I never go on extreme diets. A lot of the physique contestants, they just starve themselves, and they can stay on the diet until the contest, and then it's like they've been pushing a spring
right
down, 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 and boom, it lets go. and about 3 weeks later, you wouldn't recognize them.
Right.
But
right.
I never have done that because one of the secrets of my dieting is not to let myself get hungry or feeling deprived. So I go into these contests, and that's at my very lowest body fat. My body fat now is probably around 5%. But when I go in, I never go in to the extreme, so I don't, this spring doesn't bounce back, so I just go right on eating the same way that I always did. And my weight may go up, you know, 5 pounds up and down, but that's about it. And it's been like that for many decades.
Now, this new book looks at longevity. Obviously, one of the salient messages in my show is about longevity. And recently, a listener sent in a question for someone else, another show that we had done, posing the question that, you know, what is the best way to train if you're looking to train for the long haul? You know, bodybuilding, powerlifting, body weight, blah, 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 blah. In this book, do you discuss how to find the best way to train for your personal body type or disposition?
Well, actually, that's what the book is about. There's a section in here on personality traits, and they've done some studies. You may have heard of the Terman study. When Dr. Terman was a famous psychologist who started studying people back in 1921, and they followed these people all the way through. And, of course, this is a wonderful time to look at the study because the people are dying, so they actually know how long they lived and what they died from.
Right.
And they did find that people that exercised and stayed active lived longer. But the key thing is they didn't do any particular kind of exercise. They did what turned them on, what they enjoyed. The author's saying there, if you don't like jogging, you don't have to jog. And basically that's what this Take Charge book is about in many different areas, that there are many different options now that you can follow to become fit, but there's no one particular way. There are many ways, so you can search around, and this book is to inform you about the many different things you can do so you can study yourself and decide what you like, and the thing that is going to work better for you is what you enjoy, what you do best, and what you're going to keep doing.
Yeah, I'm with you on that. And obviously, you have to love what you're doing. Otherwise, the intrinsic value is overshadowed by the lack of the extrinsic value. Let's do this. Let's take a quick commercial break. We're talking with Clarence Bass. If you want to learn more about his book, you can actually go directly to his website, which is C Bass, the letter C for his first initial, BASS.com. The book is called Take Charge, Fitness at the Edge of Science. We'll be right back with more Superhuman Radio.
They say that tough love is sometimes the best advice. Well, he's got the toughest love.
Why you should not drink diet sodas, it's very, very simple. If you don't subscribe to the idea that they're toxic, fine. Then subscribe to the idea that they cause a derangement in insulin response. If you don't subscribe to that, fine. Then subscribe to the idea that they spike insulin. I mean, it's like, do whatever you want, but why do we need science to tell us to stop consuming more chemicals? Are you really that pathetically addicted to something that's not good for you? Then say it. Say, I'm addicted to these things that I can't help myself. I know they're bad for me. I'm going to keep using them, and then we don't have to do research.
You're listening to Superhuman Radio with Carl Lenore.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
If you're taking more than one nutritional supplement, stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food you can buy. Even Olympic athletes have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com. You take just one nutritional supplement to help the brain with focus,
focus, memory, clarity, and mood. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity. It is safe with no contraindications. Learn more at BioAge.com or call 877-288-9116. Mention Superhuman Radio and get a 10% discount. You can also go to SuperhumanRadio.com and click the BioAge banner ad. Enter promo code SHR for a discount.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
Extreme Formulations is the only company with a dairy protein product with a disclosed 50% whey to 50% micellar casein ratio. It's Ultra Peptide 2.0. It comes in 9 amazing flavors, including the newest lemon pie and butterscotch. Get free shipping on any order size inside the USA. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Ultra Peptide 2.0 banner ad now. Canadian listeners can also get free shipping on 2 or more jugs of Ultra Peptide 2.0. Don't wait too long because this special won't last. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the banner ad today. Research on how colostrum improves athletic performance, muscle growth, health, and vitality is undeniable. But finding a reliable source of colostrum is difficult. Now the Superhuman Nation has Immunodynamics. For over 30 years, Immunodynamics has been regarded as both the standard and the source for consistently providing only first 6-hour colostrum, painstakingly processed by continually refined methods to provide the highest biological activity in the world. For a limited time, when you buy Percoba Extra Edge Colostrum Powder, you'll get a bottle of colostrum lozenges and a Fit and Fresh portable drink mixer free. Use coupon code SHR at checkout. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Immunodynamics banner ad today. Get a free jug of BCAA Extended Performance. That's a $26 freebie when you buy Muscle Gauge Nutrition's Intense, the safest, most effective pre-workout alternative to DMAA. Intense is designed to quickly boost focused energy in a great-tasting formula free of aspartame or ACE-K. Only half the caffeine of top-selling concentrated pre-workout formulas on the market. Intense delivers unparalleled mental focus and energy to power your workouts. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Intense banner ad and use coupon code SUPER. That's S-U-P-E-R.
Get stronger. Feel younger. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. We're talking to Clarence Bass about his new book, Take Charge, Fitness at the Edge of Science. You can learn more about the book by going to his website, which is his first initial followed by his last name, cbass.com, all one word, cbass.com. So, Clarence, what prompted you to write this book? I know you're obviously, once we get to a certain age, we start thinking about longevity. Our own mortality becomes in view, so to speak. And we want to live the best possible rendition of our lives that we can. Was that the reason, or did you also have something that happened in your life that made you think more about this?
Well, that's part of it, but actually it's a rather small part of it. This is my 10th book, and I try not to write a new book until I have something new to write about, so I don't eclipse or replace the other books. I want the other books to keep selling. And what triggered this is 3 developments in exercise science, which what we were talking about before, it opens up fitness training for many different avenues and allowing many more people to come into the fitness training area and be happy and successful. And one of them was the idea that effort is the main thing required to develop strength and muscle and not pounding, so you don't have to lift really heavy weights. You can lift lighter weights as well, as long as at the end of the set you put some real effort into it. And this opened the doors for a lot of women. They turned off of the idea of lifting heavy weights, people with disabilities, a lot of people. It just opens up, widens the door much more. And there were 3 of these things. Another one was in the rise of intervals, about defining that intervals is actually a very much more efficient and productive way to build endurance than long, slow, distance, steady-state exercise, which is what most people do.
Right.
Dr. Tabata, back in the 90s, found that a very hard 4-minute interval protocol developed 40% more VO2 max than running for an hour at 70% of maximum. So then there's many different versions of the of intervals, which I explained in the book. And the third one is the combination of strength training and endurance training. Always in the past, the idea has been it's like oil and water. They don't mix. If you do strength training, it's going to screw up the benefits of endurance training and vice versa. And we're finding now that strength and endurance are really part and parcel to the same thing, one on a giant continuum, that you can't have one without some part of the other. And by actually combining strength training and endurance training, and I have studies that document this and spell out the details, you actually get more benefit both on the strength side and on the endurance side. And you can do a shorter, more compact, more intense workout and get more bang for your buck, so to speak.
And I my audience, we are already believers in this. We constantly talk about this. In fact, just yesterday I had a scientist on the show from Brazil that wrote a paper comparing Olympic athletes to our Paleolithic ancestors in this allostatic process of low intensity, high intensity work, and how they contribute to each other. And we talked about that, you know, powerlifters used to think if you did cardio, you were losing strength, but now we know exactly the opposite is true, in that distance athletes need to do strength work and strength athletes need to do cardio, and sprinters need to do some longer work, and those athletes who run long distances need to do some sprint work, and they contribute to each other, as you point out. So we're very aware of this.
People realize they don't have to do the same theme we were talking about before, that there are many different things they can do to develop fitness and health and longevity.
And the reality is that there is a point in time where the type of training you're doing is actually reducing your health and longevity. Exercise is like everything else. You know, some is good, but more may not be better.
Absolutely.
And so you have to make those decisions on what your endpoint objectives are when you launch into a training style.
I think one of the things that we're finding out now that was not the idea. The idea is before was when you get older, you know, it should go slower and maybe do more. But my research and my experience is that it's backwards. You should be doing it harder and less, and giving yourself time to recover. And that's both in the strength area and in the endurance area.
Yeah. No, I agree. Now, did you have anything personally that happened that helped prompt this? Have you had to fight back from any challenges where you've applied these tenets and they've helped you as well?
Well, obviously, they helped me a lot, that I'm able to be in the condition I'm in, almost 76 years old. And I've been interested in studying this for a very long time. I've been writing about it for a long time. I've been going to Are you familiar with the Cooper Clinic in Dallas?
Yes. In fact, Brooks said that you were tested at the Cooper Clinic. Was that recently?
Well, I've been going there since 1988. I was tested there first when I was 50. And I've been there over 20 times. So they're constantly monitoring my fitness and my health and everything. And it's documenting that I'm not aging like a lot of other people. So I started to write a column in Muscle and Fitness right after the first book, Ripped, came out. So I've written something or other every month, literally, with a very few exceptions, all the way until now. So I've constantly been studying the benefits of exercise and longevity and exercise and health and exercise and everything else, and, of course, the role of diet. So I've been thinking about this for a very long time. And it's no, I didn't have any crisis or anything.
Okay.
I've just done it what made sense to me, and because I enjoyed it and I was getting such wonderful results.
Fitness at the Edge of Science, What do you mean by that very, very implying subtitle?
Well, look, there was many new things that have come out in the last couple of years. It seems like it's just a flood, that the gates are opening wider and wider. And I think there's nine different topics in there, nine different chapters, where I outline the latest developments in all of these things. And again, I said I didn't want to repeat what I had said in other books, so all this stuff is new in the last 5 years.
And as you point out, you cover specifically exercise in the brain, which a lot of good research has come out over the past decade in the effects of exercise, both ameliorating things like depression, major depressive disorder, better than drugs, to increased cognition and so on. Are there certain exercises that are better for the brain than others?
Well, we're still working on that. The one thing that surprises people that taking a walk is of more benefit to the brain than doing a crossword puzzle. That doesn't sound right, but the research recently shows that exercise helps build the infrastructure in the brain. There's something called BDNF, called brain-derived neurotrophic factor.
Right.
And they found this in rats, but there's a doctor, a psychiatrist from Harvard, is called Dr. Ratty, R-E-T-E-Y. I'm not quite sure how he pronounces it. But he's actually looked at brain cells under the microscope, and you put this BDNF, sprinkle it on there, and it literally, the cells literally start growing
sprouting
branches.
Yeah, they sprout.
And exercise is what stimulates the development of this BDNF. So, I mean, it's really an exciting area, and he talks about the best kind of exercise, and, you know, they don't know. He was just, when he wrote the book, he was just getting into the idea of doing interval training. He hadn't heard of it before, and getting more into weight training. He thinks all of these things are important, and a balanced fitness routine that involves strength, endurance, a good diet, all that stuff is probably going to help. The stuff that helps your heart is probably also going to help your brain.
Right.
But the exercise has an effect that I guess we wouldn't have dreamed possible.
Right.
Not just a few years ago. So it's developments like that that prompted me to write this book.
I did an interview probably 5 years ago, maybe longer, with Dr. Win Wenger, who has done a lot of research in cognition and neuroplasticity, which is what you're talking about here.
Right.
And we actually did a show, ways of keeping the brain young. And what we meant by brain young is that due to the lack of neuroplasticity and the lack of neuronal sprouting, as you point out, that occurs under the guidance of BDNF, the brain shrinks as we age. So the goal is to keep the brain growing or large as we age. And so we talked about different techniques to do this. One of the things that we talked about was inversion. The inversion is very effective in both stimulating neuronal sprouting as well as improving blood flow to areas of the brain that the blood flow starts to slow down and could be predictive of some neurological disorders that occur later on in life. The other thing that he's talked about, which would totally blindsided me, which would fit into this discussion nicely, is a phenomenon called the mammalian breath hold response that occurs when water is put on the face. Probably why waterboarding works so well as well. And when you submerge your face in water, as in underwater swimming, the body instinctively realizes that oxygen may not be available and opens up pathways into the brain and super dilates blood vessels into the brain. And then also, through a series of shunting and redirecting of blood flow, starts to push the majority of the blood towards the brain, because the brain must be kept alive at all costs. And so this phenomenon actually improves cognition in older people and improves neuroplasticity at any age, which led me to believe that one of the exercises that we don't talk about in the world of physical culture quite often is that of aquatic exercise and the value of getting in a pool and doing laps and what that can have not only on your aerobic conditioning, but more importantly, the health of your brain.
Well, I think all of that stuff is very interesting, but I think of it in a more simplified way, that the exercise stimulates the branching, and then it's just like a muscle cell. If you don't use it, it goes away. So you have to, it's a two-prong approach. You do the exercise to stimulate. It stimulates all of the organs of the body, including the brain. But then you have to use your, in fact, I've just written an article about this for our website that we just posted a few days ago. It's important to use your brain where you're writing, you're thinking about new things, you're playing games, something like that all the time. And you should consciously be doing something to use your brain all the time. You're doing that by talking to people on the radio and having to learn about what your subjects are into.
Yeah, that definitely plays a role. Let's do this. Let's take a quick commercial break. When we come back, I've got lots more questions. We're talking with Clarence Bass. His new book is called Take Charge, Fitness at the Edge of Science. It's a fantastic book. You can learn more about it by going to his website, which is his first initial, C, last name Bass, B-A-S-S, cbass.com. Stay tuned. We'll be right back with more Superhuman Radio.
Not only does he poke holes in corporate lies, he tears them a new one.
All of the associated companies that say that the GMO labeling is unfair to them cite that it would cost too much money to change the label on the box. But meanwhile, they spend millions and millions fighting labeling. Why don't they just use that money to label the boxes?
His name is Carl Lenore.
And keep in mind, Madeira, the province of Portugal, Switzerland, India, and Thailand have all banned, B-A-N-N-E-D, the sale and growth of genetically modified foods in their countries because they prefer to wait for more research to come out before they subject their citizens to it.
On Superhuman Radio.
Everybody deserves to know what they're eating. This is nonsense.
If you want to outlast, outmuscle, and outperform your competition with a high-powered, stimulant-free carbohydrate source that has zero sugars, you want Carbolin. Carbolin is the original high-performance fuel that will allow you to load your muscles with glycogen in minutes instead of hours. As a pre-, intra-, and post-training supplement, it will give you a hardness and fullness to your muscles like you've never felt before. As an endurance supplement, Carbolin has been proven to increase VO2 max by 2.8%. If you want fast absorption and sustained energy without bloating or cramping, get Carbolin. Go to AAEFX.com today. The best fat loss patch just got better. Now, the Age Force Fat Burner Patch includes Garcinia Cambogia. Lose body fat even faster. Try it free for 30 days. Go to SuperhumanRadio.com and click the Age Force Fat Burner banner ad today. What else do you have to lose except unwanted body fat? Are you still putting toxic toothpastes in your mouth? Still brushing with sodium lauryl sulfate, which is related to canker sores and gum recession? You've heard a lot of people in the Superhuman Nation talk about how much they love Aura MD. Carl and Elisa won't brush with anything else. Now get a free bottle of Aura MD and see what all the excitement's about. Go to SuperhumanRadio.com and click the Aura MD banner ad today. You cover shipping and we'll give you a free bottle for first-time customers only. What are you waiting for? The best toothpaste alternative is just a click away.
Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right, buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on SuperhumanRadio.com. Offer limited to one per household.
Orbit Nutrition carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutritional
nutritional supplements, performance enhancers, and nutraceuticals on the planet. And now, Superhuman Radio listeners get an additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR5. That's SHR and the number 5. Choose from products like Quest Protein Bars, iForce Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more. Check out Orbit's daily deals for special insane blowout prices. Log on to the Orbit Nutrition Forum and get feedback about the products you're shopping for, and get an additional 5% off using the coupon code SHR5. Orbit Nutrition. Fast, reliable, competitive, international. Why shop anywhere else? AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn, teach, lead.
Build muscle, burn fat. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. We're talking with Clarence Bass about his new book, Take Charge, Fitness at the Edge of Science. Clarence, do you follow any of the new diet trends these days at all? I mean, you read about them and that sort of thing?
Of course.
Do you have an opinion of, say, the Mediterranean diet?
Well, I think what I eat is basically the Mediterranean diet. I think it's probably the best and most balanced diet. Of course, it's not really a diet. It's a diet adopted by a group of people in a certain region of the world. I have a chapter in the new book about healthy eating, which talks about the many different options, the many different diets that are good or satisfactory, and a few that are not so good. But anyway, the idea is you don't have to eat in a certain way. It's the same thing as the exercise. You find the kind of, you should study it to try to understand about the important elements that make a balanced diet. But there are many different options that you can find a diet that you enjoy that keeps you healthy and also keeps you lean. And that's what I've always said, that I tell people what I do, what I eat, and why, but I don't say you don't have to do this. You don't have to do this. You should study this and do what makes sense to you and what you enjoy. And this, the chapter talks about the many different options. It's not in the book, but I did recently about an article about the many different permutations of a vegetarian diet. There's about 5 different versions of it, and you're going to be able to find one version that probably suits you.
Well, when you say a vegetarian diet, obviously not vegan, you're talking about like lacto, ovo, pesci, all these different variants of the vegetarian diet?
Right.
Yeah, so they're getting some good animal protein from somewhere along, depending on their preference. What do you?
Because I think you need some animal protein,
yes.
And I think it's very hard to stay on a pure vegan diet.
Yes, no, you're absolutely right, and it is not suited for the human condition, quite frankly. And I respect anybody who wants to be a vegan because they feel some sort of sense of empathy or sympathy for animals, but it's an inappropriate diet and mismatch for human condition. What about the new trend in ancestral/paleo? Have you reviewed these diets? Do you have an opinion of them at all?
Yes. I've written articles about the paleo diet, and I see it as also kind of an extreme. I don't think there's any real good reason for not including whole grains in your diet. And just some of the things that it's discussed in the book, and I cite a comprehensive article from U.S. News and World Report where they evaluate the top 25 diets, and they said if it was actually possible to eat this a pure paleo diet like the ancient man did, it might be good, but it's almost impossible to do it. You can't get that kind of meat, and there's no really good reason for not eating whole grains. And their experts, it was one of the diets that they thought had some danger.
But I would have to, this is one point that I would have to disagree with the U.S. News and World Report, because there is a lot of emerging evidence why grains could be bad for us. Namely, the anti-nutrients and lectins, which lead to
chronic inflammation. And we're seeing more and more of this come forth in really good research being done by good universities. So I have a funny feeling that in the years to come, we will find out there are individuals who tolerate grains. There are individuals who do not tolerate grains.
I think that's probably right.
You know, and I think it comes from, and I've said this, I've been saying this for a really long time. You don't have to eat like your Paleolithic ancestors. You just need to eat like your ancestors of 300, 400, 500, 600 years ago. The region, so we talk about the Mediterranean diet. I happen to be Mediterranean. I'm Italian, right? So, okay, but it's not like the Italian people said, hey, let's eat like this. Let's eat. No. What presented itself in the environment is what became food. So, you know, it what was available to you is what you evolved under the influence of. And if you evolved under the influence of, let's say, dairy, then chances are you were selected for evolutionarily selected to produce lactose, and dairy works for you. Then there are other people who their evolutionary process began in a different part of the world where dairy was not available, and you find out that those people are lactose intolerant. So I don't know that you have to go back to paleo era, but I do believe your ancestors can shed the light on the foods that were available in the region of the world where your genes thrived, and those foods probably will still reward you today.
I think that's right, and the key is that our ancient ancestors ate whatever food was available to them because they needed food. If the grain was available, wild grain, they ate it. I think on the bread thing, that yes, there's some people that can't tolerate whole grains, the gluten. My wife is one of them. But I think that's a very small group. But what you're saying about people adapting to the diets that were available in their part of the world, I think that's absolutely true. No question about it.
What do you hope this new book does? Obviously, previous books were more performance-based from the standpoint of getting ripped, looking a certain way, having a certain level of strength, and so on. Is the message still the same? But just that you don't have to give all that up as you age, or is the message slightly different now?
Well, I think my focus has changed as I've gotten older, and over the course of the books, with being more health oriented, where it was ultimate muscularity, and that was the subtitle for the first book, The Sensible Way to Achieve Ultimate Muscularity. So obviously, this, as I've gone on, it's more an all around fitness and health longevity approach, and I've been heading towards that probably in the last, well, there's the books in sequence are, there's a Lean for Life, there's Challenge Yourself, there's Great Expectations, then there's this book. All of those books focus on health as well as these other things, and what I would like to achieve with the Take Charge is to make people realize that they can lead a healthy life. It's not that they have to do certain things, which is kind of a hair shirt thing that they won't enjoy, that they don't want to do. But there are things, there's foods and a diet that they will eat that they will love. There's training that will enhance their day. Every day they feel better. I live the way that I enjoy living. I wouldn't live any other way, even if it didn't. It wasn't going to add any years to
right.
my life.
And right, right.
That door is open for literally everybody.
I want to take our last commercial break, and when we come back, I want to talk about something that you address in the book that is actually something that I believe in as well, which is the amount of effort that one puts forth being the critical mechanism in the process of exercise. We're talking with Clarence Bass. The book is called Take Charge, Fitness at the Edge of Science. You can learn more by going to his website, CBASS, the first initial C, BASS.com. Check it out. We'll be right back with more Superhuman Radio.
He's Carl Lenore.
The brainless people at the FDA need to be convinced that arsenic is not good for humans to consume. Because the FDA feels a little bit more research needs to be done before we're considered that this particular arsenic is dangerous.
Only on Superhuman Radio.
Research on how colostrum improves athletic performance, muscle growth, health, and vitality is undeniable. But finding a reliable source of colostrum is difficult. Now the Superhuman Nation has Immunodynamics. For over 30 years, Immunodynamics has been regarded as both the standard and the source for consistently providing only first 6-hour colostrum, painstakingly processed by continually refined methods to provide the highest biological activity in the world. For a limited time, when you buy Percoba Extra Edge Colostrum Powder, you'll get a bottle of colostrum lozenges and a Fit and Fresh portable drink mixer free. Use coupon code SHR at checkout. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Immunodynamics banner ad today.
Just like Carl Lenore, jumpstart your day with a liquid shot of high-dose vitamin C. Everyone is searching for that magic formula to look better and feel better. We don't claim to have a magic formula, but we do know that more than 1 million people take a shot of our high-dose vitamin C supplement every day. They're rewarding their body with an important nutrient and antioxidant that is sugar-free, gluten-free, and dairy-free. All of these benefits and no side effects. Unlike pills and powders, this high-tech bullet delivers vitamin C directly into your cells. Try Live-On Labs Vitamin C with a 100% money-back guarantee. Save $10 when you order now. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com or call 1-866-790-2107. That's 1-866-790-2107. And mention code SHRC to save $10 off each carton. Carl sees the benefits. So will you.
The best fat loss patch just got better. Now, the Age Force Fat Burner Patch includes Garcinia Cambogia. Lose body fat even faster. Try it free for 30 days. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Age Force Fat Burner banner ad today. What else do you have to lose except unwanted body fat?
I usually avoid protein bars because they're generally just candy in disguise. But that's all changed now. With Quest Protein Bars, we can enjoy dessert again without the guilt. With 20 grams of whey isolate protein, tons of prebiotic fiber, no sugar added, and only 2 to 6 grams of active carbohydrates per bar, Quest Bars will keep you full and lean. I've never endorsed a protein bar before because I simply didn't trust them. That's all changed with the Quest Bar. Not just because of what's in them, but more so for what's not. Go to superhumanradio.com today and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad. Start enjoying dessert again.
Performance counts, especially in the bedroom. Age Force introduces the Ready Now Sexual Performance Patch. Feel 8 hours of increased performance within minutes of putting on the Ready Now patch. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Ready Now banner ad and save 50% off your first order. At Superior Hardcore Peptides, we pride ourselves on accurately dosed, high-quality peptides and research chemicals made in the USA. With all the options out there, we dedicated ourselves to providing the best service and the best products for your research. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com today and use the discount code SHR and get 20% off our already competitive prices. If you're going to do research, do it with the best Superior Hardcore Peptides.
Jumping higher, left and more. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. We're talking with Clarence Bass about his new book, Take Charge, Fitness at the Edge of Science. So, in the very beginning of the book, Clarence, you talk about...
Carl, could I say one more thing?
Yes,
about,
please.
About the book.
Yes.
The quickest way to get our book is on Amazon, and that's where most of our books sell. They can, there's a lot of information about the book on our website, but they're wonderful reviews, or there's only 2 reviews that aren't 5-star, so they'll learn a lot on Amazon, and I guess go on there, that one-click ordering. A lot of people like that. They want the book autographed. They should get it from us.
Yeah, there you go. Oh, that's awesome. So you'll even autograph books. That's fantastic. Talk about effort versus how much weight you can lift and why this is an important inclusion in the discussion.
Well, look, what I said before about they don't have to lift heavy weights, but that's been in dispute for a long time. A lot of even the exercise physiology books are saying you have to lift heavier and heavier weights. You do have to put effort, but you can achieve that in different ways. And they've done studies that pretty much solidified this, and activation level studies which compare an electrically triggered muscle contraction with a voluntary contraction. And using that technique, they measured doing five reps to failure, five reps maximum, 10 reps and 20 reps. So you're using a lighter weight with the 20 reps, obviously, than the five, but they all get about a 95% activation level. So it makes it pretty clear there's no really scientific reason why you need to use heavier weights. If you're going to be an Olympic lifter or power lifter, obviously you do have to lift heavy weights because you're going to compete, and there are different things involved than just muscle fiber activation. But for most people, the fitness trainer, it's up to them. It's a matter of personal preference.
And this has long been a discussion in general, because we've talked about the importance of keeping the muscles under tension, not necessarily how much weight that you actually lift, and obviously that plays into the whole effort. Will you be? Am I incorrect about this? Someone passed me a note. Were you at Paleo FX last year?
No.
Oh, okay. I don't know where this
is
came.
Is that the one that was in Dallas or in Austin?
Yeah, in Texas. Yeah.
I heard about it, but no, I was not there.
Oh, okay.
Ken O'Neill, one of the guys involved in that, is a good friend of mine.
Yeah, I've had the lovely opportunity to have some communication with Ken as of recently. Great guy. Fantastic.
He's really got a lot of stuff in his brain.
Yeah, he's got his new approach is what he's calling physical culture 2.0, which I really like. I like that a lot.
Yes.
Anyway, so will you be going on any book signing tours? Do you have any upcoming lectures, anything like that?
No, not right now. We had this big doings in Austin where I did do a book signing, and I've done some book signings here, but I'm not much of a traveler. If I can't take my bed, I don't want to go. I don't have anything scheduled right now, but people have access to us on the website. We're probably one of the most accessible people in fitness on the telephone or by email, and we answer questions and all the time. And that's why a lot of people like to buy directly from us, because they can talk to us and ask questions and all of that. But we certainly don't want to discourage orders on Amazon, because they're without Amazon, where would we be?
Yeah, no, I know. A lot of people buy their books through Amazon. As you point out, they've made it very easy. I want to thank you so much for taking time to come on the show. I applaud the book. I applaud your efforts to keep people seeking the truth about healthy aging, which is critical. You don't have to, you know, when we look at our ancestors, we realize that and especially when we look at the works of people like Weston A. Price, we know that in primitive civilizations, aging is not a curse. You're still involved in your life. You're still involved in your children's lives. You're doing things. But here in the United States and in other westernized countries, aging is a curse, because people feel that they're going to end up in an institution, not capable of caring for themselves, with the loss of faculties. It doesn't have to be that way. And it starts with staying active, as you point out. A lot of people will debate, do we slow down because we get old, or do we get old because we slow down? And I tend to agree with the latter. I think that if you stay active, you stay strong, you keep using the same challenging efforts that have kept you strong, you will age much better. I'm just curious, it just dawned on me. Had you communicated with, or were you friends with Jack LaLanne by any chance?
No.
Okay.
But I certainly know about him.
Yeah, no, I know.
Really,
yeah.
Really good evidence what you're talking about here. There's a book called Bending the Aging Curve by Joseph Signorelli.
Mm-hmm.
And I quote it in my book, and it's about the neuromuscular fitness of people over the years, and people who don't exercise, by the time they get to be 40, they lose their fast twitch muscle fibers in an exponential way.
Right.
It's really going down. People who take up exercise at 40, they can pretty much be on a flat trajectory until they're 60, and then they start down. But the people that really benefit are people like me, who started training early and never stopped. And their neuromuscular fitness level is over the top of all of them. And when you get to 75, which is when they say you start down, but you're still more fit than somebody at 20 who didn't train at all. When
right.
you get to 90, you're as more fit than the person that's 60 who didn't train. So, I mean, the benefits are just, they're
undeniable. Undeniable.
Undeniable, and they're staggering. I mean,
yeah.
Knowing that, who the hell wouldn't want to
I know.
Focus on their fitness?
You would Obviously, think you would think don't. That. You would think that, but
That's
some people don't.
That's what this book is about. That's yeah. how to do it.
Yeah, it's a great, great book and great opportunity to finally connect with you. I want to thank you so much for taking time to come on the show. And I know that your wife is a big part of your business, Carol, correct?
Absolutely. She she edited this book, and we had a professional book reviewer on Amazon and said one of the things that was very unusual is that she couldn't find any typos in this book. That's my wife.
Well, I wanted to acknowledge her contribution to all this as well, obviously. Listen, Clarence, thank you so much for being on Superhuman Radio today.
Well, thank you for having me. I really appreciate it, and hope your audience enjoyed it as much as I did.
I'm sure they have, and I'm sure that you'll see some book sales. Listen, thanks a lot, Clarence.
Great. Thank you, Carl.
All right, so there you have it. Another great interview. Check it out. Go to CBASS.com. Check out the book, Take Charge, Fitness at the Edge of Science. Buy it for an elderly loved one or friend. Also want to thank Brooks Cubic for the first hour. His website is BrooksCubic, KUBIK.com. Again, Brooks is the only guy I know in the world of physical culture that writes fiction wrapped around physical culture. Check out one of his books today. You'll love it. Buy it for one of your children. If they're going to read fiction, have them read something that has honorable attributes like physical culture in it. I think they'd like that. Okay, thank you for listening. Tomorrow's Friday. I'll be joined by the lovely and talented Elisa Profumo for Casual Friday. See you then.
Throw away those muscle-building rag mags and listen to real health information you can trust.
So right now what's trending is like resistance exercise, CrossFit. So he's like, well, I'm going to write an article that will make all of those people go, what? There are people out there who are trying to convince themselves that heavy resistance training is not good for you. They want to be substantiated by why they don't go into the gym and do any kind of work. In order for you to get rhabdomyolysis, you have to be an extremely well-trained athlete who pushes your body beyond the point of no return. And even then, you may not get rhabdo.
Only on Superhuman Radio with Carl Lenore.
They couldn't get rhabdo if I said, get rhabdo and I'll give you $1 million.
Spit that out right now. This is the Superhuman Channel.